Welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal pain in childhood, and finally, a story about exercise and time-dependent signatures of metabolic homeostasis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 777, recorded February 4th, 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
A recent study published in the European Journal of Pediatrics aimed to investigate the trajectories of spinal pain frequency from ages 6 to 17 years and described the prevalence and frequency of spinal pain and related diagnoses in children following different pain trajectories. First through fifth grade students from 13 primary schools were followed for 5.5 years. Occurrences of spinal pain were reported weekly via text messages. Children reporting spinal pain were physically evaluated and classified using International Classification of Disease criteria. Conclusions found that from childhood through adolescence, spinal pain was common and followed heterogeneous courses compromising stable, increasing, and early onset trajectories. These findings accord with recommendations from adult back pain guidelines that most children with spinal pain can be reassured that they do not have a serious disease and encouraged to stay active. As always, discuss all spinal-related pain issues with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. Tissue sensitivity and response to exercise vary according to the time of day and alignment of circadian clocks, but the optimal exercise time to elicit a desired metabolic outcome is not fully defined. To understand how tissues independently and collectively respond to timed exercise, the authors of a recent study published in the journal Cell Metabolism applied a systems biology approach. The authors of the study mapped and compared global metabolite responses of 7 different mouse tissues and serum after an acute exercise bout performed at different times of the day. Highlights from the study found that 1. Time of exercise defines system-wide activation of energy metabolism. 2. Exercise timing rewires intra-tissue and inter-tissue metabolite correlations. Maintenance of inter-tissue metabostasis, that's METABOSTASIS, is specified by exercise time. And finally, comparative analyses reveal time and tissue-dependent exerkines, that's EXERKINES. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I'll leave you with the following quote. You have to work on the business first before it works for you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this again has been Dr. Todd Eglow.